This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.
We'll take you now to the College of New Caledonia in Prince George, Claylie-Tanay, where first-year nursing student Wynne Fitzpatrick has become the successful winner of a scholarship which recognizes her contributions to the irritable bowel disease community already at such an early point in her studies. We join her on campus as this budding young professional's career journey begins to take shape.
Wynne, you've just received a scholarship. Can you tell us a little bit about this scholarship and what it has the chance to unlock for you?
So this scholarship means a lot for me. It's the VIBD scholarship, and I was also the recipient of the Clinton Shard Memorial Scholarship. So 15 students are selected in all of Canada for that.
Wow.
And then one person for the Clinton Shard Memorial, and it means a lot. You're recognized for your contributions to the IBD community and having resilience for living with Crohn's and colitis, living with this disease, and it means a lot to be recognized for that and all the work I've put in to keep living my life while fighting this disease.
And you're studying nursing here at the College of New Caledonia, is that right?
Yes.
And how long have you been in the program?
This is my first year, so my second semester, so almost done my first year.
So that's a pretty big deal, approaching the end of your very first year, and you're already the recipient of a fantastic scholarship. Congratulations. What are your ambitions for future studies? Where do you want to take your passion?
So that's the thing about nursing is there's so much things to do. So I don't want to just do one thing for the rest of my life. I want to focus on a lot of things. So I do want to focus on IBD, Crohn's, chronic pain, because that's something I've also struggled with, maybe becoming like a pain management nurse. I want to work in the north for sure and try to make Crohn's and colitis a little more, the treatment a little more accessible for people in the north, just because I had to go down to Vancouver all the time, every month, which was a lot to deal with. And also possibly going down south and working too for a little bit and maybe doing some research. And my pediatric GI team actually said they would like me to be one of their nurses on their team, so maybe I'll do that too.
Wow, it's nice to get your foot in the door early, isn't it? A lot of people aren't necessarily aware of the nature of irritable bowel diseases and everything that falls under that umbrella. It can be a real challenge. Maybe people have adapted work schedules, roles, things like that. Do you mind trying to lay out a little bit of some of the challenges maybe somebody might have in the typical workforce and how we maybe don't have the services here in the north that can help address that?
So the thing about irritable bowel disease is that it's completely different for everybody. So I can't speak for everybody, but for me and a lot of people I know, I have a lot of people I know in the community, it's just not knowing what your day is going to be. It's kind of a constant state of unknowing. You don't know if you're going to wake up and feel amazing or if you're going to wake up and have no energy and you just will be like bedridden all day. That's the thing. You feel tired a lot, urgency to go to the bathroom a lot. For me, I also have fistulizing Crohn's disease. So fistula tracts and abscesses, and those are a lot of pain. So chronic pain on the daily, you never know if it's going to be bad or good. It's just unknown. Every day is unknown. And that's why I like to live every day like to the fullest when I'm feeling good.
One of the challenges with irritable bowel diseases is the diagnosis itself. Here in the north, has it been an all right journey getting that diagnosis, or was there a lot of travel involved? And how do you think that could change for the better?
So for my diagnosis, it was not as bad as I know a lot of people getting diagnosed because I was in the pediatric system, which is a lot smoother. So I had to get referred down to Vancouver. That's where I was treated. There is never an option for me to be treated in Prince George. And I just think because the case was too complex, there was no specialists that were like tailored for that here. And I know my sister also has Crohn's disease, and she really, really struggled getting a diagnosis, and she's an adult, and she couldn't have a family doctor, which I think is a very big thing after moving, mm-hmm. and just not having somebody to like advocate for her has been very, very hard getting her diagnosis as well. So I think up north, we definitely need to be more aware and listen to people and try to do everything and not brush them off.
Here in northern BC and a lot of the north of Canada in general, it's difficult to get professionals and specialists of almost any kind into a northern latitude. And when it comes to healthcare, that's been very challenging here in British Columbia. It sounds your experience highlights the importance of having a family doctor and a general practitioner. Are you looking forward to helping address that gap in the future?
Yes, that's one of the first things I want to do when I become a nurse is work in the north, and I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but I want to be there for people who need help and be an advocate for people, because I know a lot of people are missing that in their lives, and they come into the hospital and get brushed off and they don't know what to do and they feel like they're not being heard, and I want to just be that person for them that hears them. And yeah.
Do you feel that alongside you, do you have many peers or colleagues that have this idea as well, that they'd really like to practice in the north?
Yeah, one of my friends, she's my roommate actually, she wants to stay in the north too, just because most of her family lives up here and she's very family oriented, and I think that it's nice to have this program up north so that we can stay with our families and with people we know too.
Congratulations on your scholarship. What's the dollar value? What's it worth?
$5,000.
Very nice. And hopefully we see your name in lights in the future. Within your studies, how do you feel the balance between scholarship applications, work, studies is going? Are you at the edge of your limits now? How are you feeling as we're into the depths of winter, just from that student perspective? I know everybody's feeling the crunch.
Yes, it's been very, very busy. Lots of midterms and papers, and there was some scholarship applications that the deadline was January 31st, so I just finished for those. And yeah, just trying to maintain some good school work ethic and life, and also maintain self-care, because that's very important as someone with a chronic disease, because you need to do that or else everything else is going to go down too. You need to take care of yourself. So it's been very, very hard to manage.
Yes, it's a busy year and is not easy being a student. Thank you so much for taking the time with us today, and can't wait to see your success in the future.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.